with the land value being $30,000. So clearly this one was assessed since I believe Susan has been in office, and it hasn't been reviewed.
And they had to carve a mountain to do this, correct?
Again, this is at the very top of Branson Canyon. So I haven't been to the very top of it. I've been lower side, but not the top of it.
How'd you spell their last name?
Yeah, you're cutting out on us just a little bit. Are you there?
Braneman, Braneman.
You said Brannen?
G-R, right? Or is it B-R?
Correct. G-R.
Sorry, we got you on speakerphone, and sometimes it chops a little bit.
I understand.
Okay. So they have three, and you're wanting to look at Canyon condominiums?
He's asking about the land value on their property.
Okay, and I'm looking at a picture of the actual building there, and it's sitting on top. They didn't do any kind of excavation on this particular one.
Right. Nicer view.
Your what?
I said it was a nicer view.
I don't assess on your view. I'm sorry.
That's part of the valuation of land is where it sits.
Again, this would have been with the developer. You know, the decision was made for common area versus non, and I wasn't here for this whole development for this Branson Canyon. So
well, and Aaron, again, I guess I want to ask the question, and we've had more than yours appealed out there in that area, and I want to make sure is this total valuation of $514,186, do you think that's above market value for your property?
I believe that is. I believe that the improvement value that I reached with Susan is correct, but I question, again, the value of the land associated to this parcel, especially where, as I pointed out, the Homeowners Association is getting assessed as well.
All I can tell you is the prep work, the site prep to do that particular development does not look even close to what was done where yours is.
Okay. As far as the values out there, this is another one where you got with a developer and brought the values down, or is Branson Cove?
Is Branson Canyon? No, I didn't do anything.
No, I'm talking about Branson Cove where his is.
Yeah, that was Mike Combs.
Okay. I assume you know that is that 514 value the one that you got to, or is that the correct one now?
Yep.
Okay. She got with the developer as to cost per square feet, and they have assessed all of those properties out there consistently. At this point, we have several other appeals on this. Do you have any comments, Greg?
No, I think the assessed value is adequate and fair.
Okay. All right, Scott, Aaron, do you have anything more that you'd like to add today?
It's not its evaluation, just its classification.
Okay.
And I understand from listening to several of these that at some point, I don't know when, but you've reached some sort of agreement as to a 75-25 split on the first short-term rental.
That is correct. In other words, go ahead.
When was that done?
Aaron, we started to have a ton of these, as you can imagine, in the last several years. And a couple of years ago, I believe, We made the decision that if there was one property here in Taney County that was put into a rental program, a nightly rental program, that the first one would be 25% commercial, 75% residential, keeping in mind that people also use it for some personal use, family use, that kind of thing. But if you have any more than that one property, that those would be assessed at 100% commercial. And but the first one, and you get to pick, I mean, some people have 5-20 properties, you know, just whatever they have, they're going to pick the biggest one they got. You know, some of these 10-12 bedroom monstrosities they have out at the lake. So they picked that one to be the one that is mixed use, and that's 75-25. So it's my understanding this is your only one, though, right?
Well, so I guess that's my question about this process. Do I have to do this appeal every year to get the 75-25 split? Or why wasn't that automatically done by the assessor's office? If they did a simple name search, they would have seen that this was the only one that I own.
Did you have the 75-25 2 years ago, or did you not have it in a – did you not own it then? I don't even know. In other words –
No, this construction is too much. Yeah.
My hope is going forward that that will change, but I don't control the assessor's office. We're an independent board, okay? So we're just an independent citizens board that hears tax appeals. But I to answer your
In the packet I filed for this appeal, one of the documents was an affidavit used for nightly rental purposes.
Correct.
I'm questioning the legality of it, number one, but number two, why include it if you're not going to use it? And why doesn't it ask the simple question of how many of these do you own? And, you know, is this the property that you're going to elect under this treatment? Because there's a lot of these nightly rentals that have got caught up in this, and you're having to conduct these hearings.
Yeah, and Aaron, I'm sure you're brutally honest, but some people may not be as far as when they put them in other, LLCs or whatever they do. So I think the question is asked so that they have an answer as the person is saying, yes, I own just this one, or, you know, no, I own several, or whatever the case may be. And they're just asking if you put it in a rental program, and that's what starts the process. Honestly, I can't answer. If the assessor wants to answer, she can. But all we can do is deal with the stuff that's in front of us and make a decision on it.
I would like to answer.
Well, and so that's the thing, is that the 75-25 isn't a fair rate for me for last year, because this property was only used, according to my affidavit, for nightly rental purposes, where sales tax was paid 30 days out of the year. So I would ask for a 92-8 split, because 92% of the time it was used for residential purposes, and 8% where it was actually generated income from nightly rental purposes. And I think according to the spirit and the intent of the Missouri Revised Statute 137.016, you're to allocate mixed use based upon the actual use as a commercial entity. And the only evidence of that is my affidavit, unless the assessor has some other evidence as to how many nights my home was used for the rental purposes.
Did you have a response, Susan?
I do. I just wanted to let you know that, yes, every 2 years, you will be put back on at 100%, because we can't keep track of how many you own at a time. And hopefully by that time, people will read number 137.016, because when I read that one, number one, at the bottom, it describes transient housing. And it says, all rooms available for rent or lease for which the receipts from the rent or lease of such rooms are subject to state sales tax. So you're not a resident because you don't live there full time. You're collecting state sales tax because it's a nightly rental. And this assessor right now, until there's a statute that specifically says nightly rental, the way I'm reading this statute, I'm supposed to put you guys down as commercial. And other counties, Greene County, Stone County, Christian County, all the surrounding counties to us are all 100% commercial.
So for the record, I have included the case law, state commission's opinion in Remy versus Dolphin.
I've seen it.
Which the state tax commission found that term nightly rental can be a mixed classification, and that the holding in previously in Dominion did not prohibit this classification. And so I don't understand your application of this statute in light of the guidance offered from the state tax commission. It's in stark contrast.
Okay.
The ruling in Akron versus Dolphin.
Okay. Aaron, and to be clear, the assessor's office is taking, they take a different, they think it's all commercial. We take a different approach, and that is you can have mixed use. And so there's, and then with the Rimey decision, I am familiar with that. We've had that argued by other counsel here today as well. The vast majority of the time, our decision, in your case it doesn't sound like it is, but the vast majority of the time, our decision to just classify it as 25% commercial is a benefit, so there is an objection. I understand what your objection is. But there's also been some state tax decisions recently where they actually attached the decision that we made, which is a practical application of a division of mixed use, and upheld it. And that one of those was a decision with Valerie Budd's case and her husband. But as to whether I would love it if the legislature or we would get some sort of clear decision that would come down to tell us exactly what we need to do, because our job would be a lot easier. But this particular issue has come up for the last 3 years now, and we made, to be consistent with our decisions in all other cases, we would do the mixed use 25-75. Do you have any comment, Greg?
No, I agree wholeheartedly with your assessment there. We're a volunteer citizen board. We're trying to do the best we feel possible. We think we came up with an adequate solution. And, of course, you can always appeal.
Yeah, and if you can help us get a decision out of the state tax commission that directly addresses this issue on the percentage, then maybe they're going to tell us to start doing that. Although that makes it, it is not only difficult for the assessor to start keeping track of all of that information, but it is also difficult to verify that information. And I'm not saying that that can't be done, but I think that that's part of the problem right now. Aaron, go ahead.
Well, then the question again, why even have this affidavit of use for nightly rentals that doesn't adequately reflect the decision of this board in the past to go 75-25? Why are you even putting the number of nights that it's rented if you're not going to adhere to whatever number is in that?
I don't show where you even turned that in.
It was for you, me, and the taxpayers.
Okay,
because it doesn't meet the criteria which you're judging these cases.
And again, since we are an independent board, yes, I would like to see that specific question asked on the questionnaire, but if the assessor does her job as she feels it is appropriate, I think that's what she's saying. So I don't control that, of course. So, Aaron, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
Not at this
time, though. Okay. Aaron, we do appreciate you owning Taney County, and whatever we decide here, I want you to understand that we appreciate your professionalism.
And I appreciate the thing that you guys do. I know it's kind of a difficult job, and you're catching the front of a lot of frustration, but
I
the thing that we make some case law, so...
Understand.
That's what makes those Valerie Budd and others... taking this issue up on appeal, so be it. We can at least Glenn